Welcome back to the Comedy Hour Station, everybody.
Welcome back.
Yes, we're here again today. Josh.
Man.
That guy.
This guy.
Yeah, that guy. No, that guy, not this guy.
That guy? That. So you're this guy?
I'm this guy, you're that guy.
All right, so this guy and that guy.
Yeah, so today we're going to get a little bit more serious today, okay?
Yes.
A lot of our episodes have been definitely on the positive side effects of VR, the positive effects of VR, the greatness of it, all the amazing things that come along with it. But you cannot have light without the darkness.
With anything.
No. So we are going to touch on some of the negative side effects of VR, negative things that can happen, and why it's not God's gift, you know, immediately God's gift.
Yeah. So the first thing, obviously, we were talking about this earlier today. Myopia, you mentioned. What is it? What
myopia.
Does it do?
So in layman's terms, it's nearsightedness. So the concept being that, obviously, is that you're struggling to see things from a distance, right? Mm-hmm. So essentially what happens in VR, if you take a regular VR headset that has, 2K resolution, so 1K in each eye, that's, 1,024 pixels by 1,024? That's roughly
something
like that.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah.
So it gives you a ton of tiny, tiny, tiny little pixels, right? And we're talking roughly a centimeter away from your eye. And essentially what your eyeball is doing, what your retina is doing, is your retina is looking at the pixel, but it's focusing past the pixel, essentially. It's looking past and looking at the detail that the pixel provides. And the light, instead of your eye focusing on the light that's on its retina, it's focusing on past it. And that is causing physical strain on your eye, actual physical strain, which is why people, you'll hear complain about, my eyes feel tired, they feel sore after VR. It's because you're actually flexing muscles to focus on something that is so close to your face, but your brain is not, it's not interpreting it that way, right?
Yeah, it doesn't register that it's right there.
And so the same way that, I mean, they laugh, you know, we laugh a little bit about it, but when your mom said as a kid, don't sit so close to the TV, it can affect your eyes. Well, there is some science and some truth to that, that you are actually conditioning your eye in the wrong way. You're focusing it the wrong way. And there has been a notable increase of myopia since the smartphone kind of became more acceptable, right? Where when people were looking, were watching movies that are meant to be seen on a 100-foot screen, or at the very least in your home on a 25, 30-inch screen, now we're going down to 4.5 inches and you're looking at it from this close because you're trying to take all the detail in.
This also comes when your eyes are just straining all the time with everything. So if you're looking far away and you're squinting and you're like trying to look at something so far away, your eyes are straining, you're having a hard time. If you do that for an entire day, your eyes are gonna hurt so badly, so badly.
Yeah, so, and it's ultimately, I mean, it's not a great type of epidemic to have, of people being nearsightedness. We don't, like, just imagining all the people just walking into shit down the road. I mean, it's gonna be kind of interesting, so. So that is a very, very notable potential issue.
That it
could get way out of control.
Did it,
if people don't consider it when they're adopting VR?
Yeah.
Right. That's the big thing.
Was there like a study done on this that was notable that actually
there have been a few studies that were done right at the onset of VR, so back in 2015, 2016, they started to see it, but problem is there wasn't enough data to start confirming these things. Obviously, down now in the last few years, they've been able to do more research and be able to acquire more data, especially as the home adoption has gone up, as home purchases have gone up. I don't think they're going to find any surprises about, you know, they were wrong. I don't think they're going to see that. If anything, it's going to get worse. So, you know, the messaging is the big part of it, right? That's why we're doing this.
Definitely.
Okay, let's move on. Physical injuries. So, what are some notable physical injuries that you've seen or heard about in VR? Hopefully, you haven't sustained any yourself.
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've hit walls before with my own controllers at home. I've punched a ceiling with my Meta controllers. I've seen other people run into walls, kick walls, fall in their stations. In games like Richie's Plank Experience, we get people who walk off the plank, but instead of just taking a step off the plank because they're in real life, they will fall forward as if, you know, jumping out of an airplane or jumping off a cliff or something like that. And that can hurt you. I've had people sprint into walls because they forget that reality is reality and not, you know.
And I mean, normally
reality.
You don't see people running into walls in daily life because it hurts.
Yeah. They got a cut like right on their nose here. But really, like nothing, I don't know of any serious injuries that have ever come out of VR here or at home or anything like that.
I haven't heard of any broken bones being explicitly caused because of VR. Not to say it hasn't happened, but there definitely seems to be more of, you know, it is more bumps and bruises that you can be more accustomed to from a physical side of thing.
I would also say it's more safe than just playing outside. Usually when kids are younger and they're playing outside, which you should play outside, by the way, not saying you should replace it with VR, they usually get hurt. Like when I was a kid, I scraped my knees all the time.
Yeah.
I fell off my
bike.
I jumped off a trampoline and like hurt my legs. Like all the time.
Lived for
all
that.
The time. VR has a lot less of that. You might hit your cans.
Yeah.
You might kick something.
On the flip side, that when you do punch that wall and your hand doesn't get hurt, the cost of that punch might be a little bit more.
Can be a little bit more. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to move on to perception of reality. So this is less of a physical kind of side effect and definitely more of a mental side effect that we see. So, you know, back in the 80s when Mortal Kombat came out, the biggest argument against it from parents and alike was it was going to incite violence in people, right?
Yeah.
They were going to see it and they were going to want to reenact that violence. Now, luckily, that didn't exactly happen. Right? We were confined to an arcade screen, and you know, a lot of the people at the time knew this wasn't reality. This was an opportunity to get away from reality. Now, VR has kind of brought in an interesting dynamic to that, which is it is able to simulate reality quite a bit better now, to the point of where you might have people start to mimic that reality. So we said Richie's Plank Experience. It encourages you to commit suicide. To jump off of a plank of a building and fall to your death. I don't want to know what happens when things go wrong and people start taking that as reality and saying, well, I've done this already a few times in reality. I survived.
Yeah.
Right? You would put a kid in there. They're useless now. They're desensitized to it. What happens when they want to go in the real world and they're like, oh, this is, you know, I'm just doing this in VR a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Might as well do it in the real world too. Right? You don't want to see it go that far.
Really seen it go that far ever before? Oh. No notes about it, no like news or anything like that. But you know, it's a good conversation to have, and that desensitization of those things is you know something that we have to always consider, right?
I think it's appropriate for every parent, not even just every parent, but every parent to talk to their child and, you know, set up those expectations saying, like, when you go into a game like Arizona Sunshine and you're 12 years old and you're handling a shotgun, like, knowing that that is never going to happen in the real world, like, that is an important thing that your child needs to understand. And if it's not just children and if it's just, you know, we're talking about adults, go in with that mindset. This is not reality. This is an opportunity to get away from reality. Don't let it influence your real world, you know, mental state. If you suspect somebody is falling down that rabbit hole, talk to them.
Yeah.
Right? Let's talk to them.
Of course.
Draw them back
in,
right? Bring them back to the real world. It's, you know, there's still enjoyable things here where things are relatively safe too.
Exactly.
So,
anyways,
that was a deeper conversation, right? It's a tougher one to have, but I think it's necessary. You know, hopefully parents and kids out there, you guys can take this information seriously. We want you to enjoy VR, but we want you to enjoy it safely.
Yes. VR is an incredibly fun thing to do, but you always have to consider the downsides of anything you do. Driving, going on a plane, going on a train, going and playing sports, going and you know, anything. Yeah. Just going for a walk, you have to consider what can happen during this time, right? So.
Yeah.
Just
bubble
be
boy.
Safe.
The bubble boy had it right. Stick in a bubble, be safe there.
Absolutely.
So thanks for joining us again.
If you want to book a VR session for yourself, head to controlthearcade.com. If you'd like to get into a Control V business and own your own awesome arcade, head over to virtualrealityfranchise.com. And if you will have any questions or want to talk to us about anything at all, email us at ilovevr@controlvarcade.com. All right.
See you later.
See you later.